Hello, my name is Armando, and welcome to The Plant Nook.
What's up, plant fam? Hope everyone's having a great week. So for me, late yesterday, which I'm recording this on Saturday, so Friday was the last day of camp for me, so at the nature center that I work at, so sort of relieved there. That just means I have the opportunity now to catch up with any work that I have been sort of putting off because of camp. Thankfully, there isn't too much. I know exactly what I have to do next, but still stressed out, all that fun stuff. In terms of planty updates, my plants seem to be really enjoying this three-season room that my sister has in her house. I have a ton of new growth, thankfully, and I can't possibly ask for more than that. But I'm also running into some, you know, bits of plant problems here and there, but nothing that I can't handle too much, thankfully. I also just wanted to mention that I'm currently recording this on my phone because this week's topic is plant chores. All the things we do in order to keep our plants healthy and keep them growing. So let's dive right in. One of the first few things that I look to do when I am figuring out my planty chores or what I have to do is kind of look at the overall appearance of all of my plants. Do I see some wilting going on? Do I see some browning leaves or yellowing leaves? If that's the case, those are going to be the first few plants that I take care of right away. For instance, my peace lily, because of the dramatic plant that it is currently wilted, even though it's got some pretty, well, let's check it out right now. Okay, it is relatively dry, so I will go in and I'll bring it inside later to water. So that's something that I'll need to do. In terms of my Hoyas, I'll do the squeeze test on their leaves to see how succulent the leaves are right now on each plant. Some of my thinner-leaved Hoya, like my Finland Sonii, or my Callistophylla, even my Curtsii, because they are smaller leaved, you know, they might need more water than my other Hoya. My Hoya multiflora looks okay, which is nice and firm leaf. And then I'll check like my Maranta, my Anthuriums, my different succulents. I can tell that my one succulent that I have is getting a little etiolated. It is in need of more sunlight, but unfortunately, can't do much about that really right now. I don't have a ton of space where there's going to be a ton of light. Ooh, my Anthurium is actually like flowering, which is really cool. I do have the pollen grains in my freezer. I'm going to see what, because the thing that Meg's Gross Plants on Instagram, she froze her pollen grains. I didn't get a ton, but I'm going to see if I can hopefully get some, and maybe I can get some Anthurium berries out of this guy. The newest leaf is still hardening off a bit. It's almost fully finished. My Alocasia cuprea. Some of the older leaves are starting to go, and I think it's part of that is because of the multiple changes in the environments that went through. If you saw my Instagram post from my Instagram stories, I should say from earlier, my Melanocrysum is not doing so hot, but it is starting to pop up a new leaf, but I'm going to go through and propagate it. I'm going to get a really good sharp knife and hope for that. Hope for the best on that one. My Gloriosum is popping up a new leaf, so that's fun and exciting. My Orchid, which I believe is just a Phalaenopsis, is growing a new leaf. My Monstera Peru is going off. So much new growth. Also with my Ludicia discolor, I gotta get a bigger pot for that one. My Aglaonema grew a new leaf, which I'm really excited for. So cool. Got a chance to take a look at some of the plants, look as to their watering status. I did water a bunch of my plants a few days before, so I don't really have to worry about it too much in terms of adding in more water. So now, usually what I'll do from here is seeing any of the leaves, I'll cut back some if I have to. And always remember, pruning is a good thing for plants. Getting rid of excess leaves that they're not going to necessarily need, really good for them. It helps sort of recenter where the energy is going to. So honestly, when in doubt, cut back your plants. I can't tell you the amount of times that I have physically cut down plants and that the fact they grew back so much better after I cut them down. It's a really good idea too, especially if you have something that's relatively old or maybe just looking a little ragged. If you just cut them back, most of these plants, especially things like the Maranta, the Philodendron, some Anthuriums, like they will grow back from the roots. I've cut back some Philodendron before and they've done very, very well. You know, I mean, think about it. That's how we prune, when we prune and propagate, right? You prune them back to cut them back and then you get better growth. So propagating a lot of these plants is really good for them. I propagated my Rhaphidophora tetrasperma a while back, and it's already putting off a bunch of new growth, so I'm super, super excited about that. And where I cut it off, it looks like it's gonna branch, which I'm really excited for. I think I'm going to, before I head to Colorado, I think I'm going to cut it back again, even smaller this time, and really focus on propagating it and then maybe creating a fuller, bushier plant. And then having sort of like a board that it can crawl up on, I might do that. So I would go through, I would cut things back, take off any burnt leaves that maybe aren't helping anymore. Now some leaves, even though maybe they have some crispy edges or yellowing tips, they're still benefiting the plant. They're still photosynthesizing, giving nutrients to the plant. Aesthetically speaking, some people just don't like it. That's fine. Feel free to cut them off. But I'll only really cut off a plant if it's like absolutely fully yellowed, if it's like dead, you know what I mean? Other than that, they're usually pretty good at being able to still contribute to the whole, if you will. Next, after I really check out the leaves, check out anything I need to prune, the watering status, I'll check the roots, you know, so I'll lift up the pot, check to see if there's any roots coming out of the bottom. If there aren't, great. I won't really worry about it then. Depending on the kind of plants, so something like a Hoya or maybe like a succulent, I'll pull out the roots completely and check there. I do my best to not do that too often. I don't want to touch them too often in that regard because I don't want to bother them too much. However, it's good to check them, make sure there's no rot happening. Granted, you should be able to see the effects of the rot on the outside on the leaves. However, you might be able to catch really early signs of rot, cut them away if you have to. But also to see if the plant is going to need to get repotted up. That's another planty chore that we like to do, especially for those of us that really like care for our plants. And plus, getting new pots can be a lot of fun, right? And then from there, something that's really important to do is to check for pests. Now, nothing out of, so put it this way, looking broadly at all of my plants, I don't really see much signs, if you will. I do see some herbivory on the leaves, but that's because I had my plants outside for a couple of weeks. And, you know, we have a lot of slugs here at my sister's house, so I'm not too worried about that. I have been checking to see if any of those slugs made their way inside and checking like the windows or the doors to see if there's any signs of the slugs at all. So far, so good. Some of the leaves that were munched on, sure, they look ugly, but you know what? It's fine. I can cut them off if I really don't care for them, basically, if you think of it that way. But something that is sort of a silent lurker is mealybugs. So I was actually checking my big Cuba calyx the last time I was watering them. And I'm going to lift it up real quick. Bring it over to the table. And because I did find Mealies on the Pupa Calyx. Looking at some of the other plants, looks like there's some signs of Mealies, but I don't see any actual insects, so we'll keep an eye on that. We'll quarantine some of these plants for a little while. Well, let's take a look at the Pupa Calyx a little bit more in. Let's stick this here. Okay. And then since I did notice a few actual insects, a few actual mealybugs on my Pupa Calyx, for the next couple of days, I'm going to keep an eye on the plants that it was surrounded by. But here, I'm going to go through and take something and just sort of look at the plants, look underneath all of the leaves, especially if there's new growth. Check all under the new growth, because that's where a lot of these insects will like to stay, is under new growth. The nice thing about my Pupa Calyx is the way that it grew. It kind of grew to one side, so I can basically just turn the entire plant around and look underneath the leaves basically all at once, which is very useful. But I'm gonna keep looking, look for their signs of the white fluff that they'll leave behind. I did get rid of a couple earlier. So I think, oh, that's just some fluff. I also have a lot of cat fur all over my plants. The cats don't go anywhere near my plants. I don't want them in this room that they're in. So we should be okay there. And I do see some potential under some new leaves. Oop, and there's one here at the end of this long vine. There's a couple. All right. So take them out, take them off. The nice thing about Mealies is they don't run. Very slow critters. They don't really go anywhere too fast. So like if you see them, you can easily get rid of them. And usually I'll take something like a wooden chopstick, maybe a needle, if they're underneath some tight spaces. And honestly, I'll even just run my fingers along the stems, and they'll usually get squished by that if they're along the stem. Some of the smaller ones will stay there. Right now, I found a screw because I don't have my entire plant chore kit that I have. I'm actually gonna go into probably like a garden center or whatnot and kind of review what I have and change up what I need. I need better knives or scissors for propagating and pruning, things that'll give me a nice clean cut. So that'll be a trek for another day. But anything with a point, I feel, is really good. So that's why I like using like a needle or a safety pin or even this screw, because it does have a point, and so I can get into smaller areas. Now I'm looking at my Crimson Queen, because my Crimson Queen butt up right next to my Pupa Calyx, and there are some mealies on here. And so the nice thing about the screw is that it's got a point, so I can get into the smaller crevices, which is good. But it's also got the grooves, which like I can kind of run that over some areas like that have the mealybugs, and it basically instantly kills them because it just runs over them and basically crushes them. You know what I mean? So you don't have to have all of these amazing gadgets that cost like 20, 30, 40, $50. Honestly, you can just get away with using any household items. I like to use chopsticks from time to time, stuff like that. All right, so we're gonna put these aside. We're gonna let these quarantine for a little while. And we're gonna check some of our other plants, especially the ones that were near the Pupa Calyx. So like the new leaf of my Finlandsonii, I had to check out. My Calystophylla, I'm checking out. My Kurtzii has a ton of new growth. It's really liking life right now. Luckily, this is doing a quick glance on the leaves. I don't see any. I don't see any signs of any mealies there, which is good. My Matilde. I also don't see anything there because this was close by. So we're good there. Do see some new leaves though, so I'm really excited for that. My sunrise. I do have some discolored leaves. That's because I had it left in direct sunlight for a very long time. So it did not like that. If you hear things in the back, my cat's freaking out because he sees me and he's not in here and he's kind of clawing at the window. So just a heads up. And then I'll kind of progress a little further, check underneath the leaves of my aglaonema, check to see the coloring, any discolor, any webbing for potentially like spider mites, looking at my hastatum, silver sword, which is looking more like an actual silver sword. When I first got it, the leaves didn't look like a silver sword, but it's grown so much and it looks fantastic, and I'm really excited for it. It's actually looking like the pictures of a silver sword that I've seen online. Checking my Rhaphidophora underneath the leaves, especially the new one. So whenever you see new leaves, definitely inspect the areas of the new leaves. Those are magnets for pests. They really like that area because they can hide inside the leaves. I'm gonna move my Obisa a little bit just so it gets a little better light. So yeah, it's really important at least once a week to take some time to look at your plants a little more closely, check to see if there's any pests, check to see how the water is going, how the roots are going. You want to make sure you're taking care of your plants really well, because that's why we do it, right? We love these plants. We want them to be healthy. We want them to show growth, and we want them to look their best and to feel their best, right? So always take some time out to just give it a minute and check out our plants. Plus, it's also good for us. It gets us walking, gets us moving. There's something about just looking at plants, touching the leaves, checking out to see, my Alocasia Friedeck is kind of getting a new leaf. There's a lot of health benefits related to plants and people. So it's good to get your hands in there. And there's nothing like touching soil and propagating and pruning and just being able to admire the leaves a little more closely. That's one of the best parts about owning plants is the interactive bits that you get to have with the plants. So that's it for this week. If you want to connect, go ahead and follow me on Instagram at the Plant Nook Podcast. You can send me an email, theplantnook@gmail.com. You can head to anchor.fm/theplantnook for other ways to support the show. You can also buy some merch. And don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe, and let other know plants and getting your hands dirty. It's the best part about owning plants. So that's it for this week, guys. Thank you so much for listening in. If you want to connect, go ahead and follow me on Instagram at the Plant Nook Podcast. You can send me an email, theplantnook@gmail.com. You can head to anchor.fm/theplantnook to find out other ways to support the show. You can also buy some merch. There's some stuff out there. It's great. I personally love it. And you can also rate, review, and subscribe and share with fellow plant lovers so we can keep growing our plant fam. So that's it for this week. Hope to share more with you next time. Bye.
The music you heard in this podcast is called Hard Fought Victory from Purple Planet Music. And now, a word from our sponsor.